Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In my previous post, we talked a lot about technology and how it can enhance the sales process and how you have to consider the new technologies that your buyers are interested in and maybe even get rid of some technologies that your buyers aren't interested in. So I thought that I'd share with you a simple test that you can apply to your team or individually when faced with a choice of whether to introduce a new technology into your sales process or maybe jettison an old one that's not serving you very well. First question to ask, does it get you measurably closer to your customer, either in terms of gaining regular FaceTime or a deeper understanding of who they are and what matters to them? Number two, does using it save time for both parties without undermining the quality of the buying experience? You can't confuse efficiency for effectiveness here. Yes, it's more efficient to fire off a bunch of emails, but it's more effective to still pick up the phone or fly out and meet someone. So take this question to heart seriously. Does it save time without undermining the quality of the buying experience? And three, does adding it to your workflow reduce the number of steps required to complete a business transaction while maintaining great personal rapport? Of course, if you find it adds to the number of steps, then we want to remove the technology. If you can answer yes to these questions, odds are good you're making a smart choice with a new technology that you can introduce that will help you land more business and foster deeper relationships with customers and prospects.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.